Well, good afternoon. This is Brian Henry with a periodic commentary on the current market scenario and some potential levels to extend old and new crop sales in the markets we all enjoy dealing with here. Today we did have a report. Price action to the upside continues, as the report really kind of punted any huge decision by the U.S. onto future reports. We did see some minor changes in soybean supply, take and carry out from 350 to 325, not exactly sweeping the bins from a standpoint, but we do anticipate that tightens up a little bit further. We saw in corn a situation where USDA really didn't do anything with the ending stocks number, and you're still looking at an ending stocks number of about 1.5 to 1.55. Our perspective on that is the report for both corn and beans was neutral enough that the current trend can continue. The issues we're seeing in these markets are we're starting to see some cracks in terms of cash. From a wheat standpoint, as it pertains to the report, you did see some increases in terms of supply and things of that nature, but ultimately you didn't see anything overly major on the wheat side of the ledger either. Going forward on wheat, I believe you can see global supplies increase to some extent. Looking at some potential places where the producer can extend sales, of course, at these levels, pick a market, whether it's corn, beans, or wheat, or even if you would like to get into the specialty side of things, I would by no means talk anyone out of extending sales. On old crop beans, at this point, you're looking at potential levels of $16. You get above that level, you may be looking above 16.5. And then, of course, you know, the potential of a rally to $17. And it's all predicated on two things. South American production has to be as poor as anticipated, and the demand from North America has to be every bit as good as anticipated to challenge that $17 level. Ultimately, if you get up to $16, which we are there, nearly there today, and I did not like how the market broke late in the session, maybe today was it. But if you still have some extra beans for sale on the old crop, it sure looks to me like it's time to at least pick a level to get those sold. And if we get to the higher side of the what I believe is the potential range, I think you'd like to be 100% sold. New crop bean-wise, in terms of current sales, I think everybody on this most recent move has got to want to be 10 to 15% sold. You get to a 1450-ish type number, which is potentially doable. I think you extend the sales by another 10% and then probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 1473. If that level is challenged, I think you extend sales by another 10%. And that'll take in what I believe is a comfortable level to have sold here going into spring's work. In addition to, when I talk about making sales, you can do things from the standpoint of hedging it yourself. In beans, I think this is a prime example of where someone may want to look at some put ownership, which we at BQCI can help with. And after that, I guess, I don't think you have to be overly sophisticated on trying to market this stuff. I think it's a matter of calling your local facility and locking hedge to arrives. In terms of corn, corn's made quite a move higher here. similar to beans. If somebody called me and asked me about what they'd end up doing with what I'd end up doing with corn at this point, I would be extending some sales on these rallies, even though you can draw a line to legitimate reasons for the corn futures market to go up. In terms of old crop corn, the issue I'm having at this point is, at least in the near term, the ethanol producers shut out to some extent. We've started to see some business from time to time in the export market, with even rumors of China, but yet I'm not seeing on the cash side where the domestic user or the domestic exporter has a good bid over the course of the next 2 months. You get to, you punch above 650 to 653 and a half. I think you'd like to, you should be extending sales by 10 to 15% of what you have remaining. The next objective after that would be a 676 and a quarter-ish type level. So anywhere basically between 670 and 677, I think you extend sales by another 10%. And then, of course, if the wheels really come off this market and you do end up up and around $7, it may be justified based on global supplies, but I can't go there yet. But you happen to get up into that level, especially on old crop corn, I think you've got to go to 100% sold or zero ownership. In terms of the new crop, I really believe that most of the traditional corn belt at this point should have 20 to 25 bushel an acre sold already, if not more. Some other objectives I'm looking at, and in and around these objectives, I look at adding 10 to 15% of sales. I'd be looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of a 598 to add 10 to 15%, 610 to 611 to add 10 to 15%. And ultimately, I believe by the time we get into the planning phase of the spring, I believe the North American corn producer is going to want to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 to 30% hedged or marketed straight out from a cash standpoint. Wheat on the old crop. The wheat market at times looks like it has a lot of legs. In terms of old crop wheat, in terms of wheat and potentially crop from prior years, this is the year to go empty on wheat. I'm looking at next objective of a 972. If this market were to trade back towards 10 bucks, which I can't say it won't, but I wouldn't buy it today with the belief that it will. At that point, I think you go 100% sold on wheat. In terms of the new crop, if you haven't put on some sales already, I'm 15% of APH at 927. I'm another 10% at 950. And then I'm another 10% at $10. And I believe those give you some excellent opportunities, if they arise, to get some wheat marketed. Have some other perspectives and so forth that that I cover on a daily basis on the website www.bqci.com under resources and kind of daily perspective audio commentary that I save there every day. And we can be found, and our contact information can be found on that site if you have any questions. So with that, I'd like to leave you here on a Wednesday afternoon. And by all means, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to the group at Benson Quinn Commodities. Thank you.